Hi, my name is Lydia Eastburn. I'm interviewing my great uncle, Bruce Dunham, age 76. So here's the first question. Where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
My childhood was rather unusual for kids because my mother and father were married and they had three of us and we lived on a farm. And unfortunately, our mother was killed in an automobile accident, and we had moved into Wincote, Pennsylvania to be raised with the help of a full-time nurse and my grandmother at that time, who was Granny Matthew, who later became Granny Morgan. There was a time period, I don't know how long, that we did that, and my father eventually met our current mother, Jane, and they were married, and she was married before. From her previous marriage, she had a son, Wally. So now there was three boys and one girl. And we moved into 1776 Paper Mill Road in Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania, and the three boys, all three of us, were in one big bedroom, and my sister was in another. And a couple of years later, my mom and dad had a child who became the fourth boy, Gordy. So that sets it all up as being pretty unusual. And needless to say, with four boys, a majority of the attention of the family was paid to the boys and versus the girls, so my sister felt always a little neglected. I was the oldest boy, so I was the one that tested all the rules and got caught breaking them so I could set it up for my brothers to be easier for them. So that's, pretty much what my childhood was like.
So did, like, any of your childhood impact you growing up with, like, a big family?
Yes, okay. Needless to say, us boys wanted more independence and freedom. And as we got older, there's no way we could all be living in one bedroom and sharing every rare disease that we got, from mumps and measles to colds and earaches, that my father decided to build out the third floor of our house into a boys' dormitory. And so therefore, us boys had a dormitory upstairs. My sister was downstairs, and of course, Gordy was still a baby, so he wasn't there, but he eventually joined just up there. So it was great having a big family. We had a lot to look forward to, a lot to share.
To add to your family, was there any pets?
There was always a pet. My father was a lover of big dogs. So first of all, the dog that I remember the most was a St. Bernard by the name of Thumper. And Thumper was with us for the longest time. And then we lost Thumper, so my parents decided to replace him with two standard-sized poodles. And those poodles were a full-time problem because they loved to hunt. And after we lost them, became the finest pet that we ever had, and that was a Great Dane by the name of Dutch, who was my father's pride and joy, and he was with us all until he passed away when most of us were going to college.
So, growing up, did you have any vivid memories of school?
My most vivid memories of school, that being elementary, getting up to high school, was very competitive with four boys. So all of us loved sports, and we were very, very competitive against each other in sports, and we have a lot of fond memories about playing sports against each other.
What sports did you play?
Football and baseball at that time, and we probably loved football more. And we also had a football coach that ran a summer camp in Maine, and all us boys went off to that summer camp with that coach every summer.
Were there a lot of, like, competition between, like, the boys for the sports?
absolutely. There was, you know, it was, you know, who got the most awards, who got the most tackles. Your mom's father, Chris, my brother Chris, was a great pitcher. I was a lousy pitcher. I was better in the field. And Wally and Gordy followed the same footsteps.
Did you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I would say we all had hobbies. We had a lot more freedom back then than kids today. Our biggest hobby was riding bicycles. We could ride a bike everywhere. So most of us took great pride in personalizing our bikes and riding, you would never believe, all over the place, and nobody ever worried about it.
Did you guys ride to your friends' houses and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. We would ride up to a local country club and go swimming. We took our bikes everywhere, and we're talking about miles and miles.
So is that what you did after school most days?
Either that, or we had a big piece of land where our house was, and you know, we were the typical boys. We built forts and and huts and places to hide, that type of thing.
So with your family, what was your favorite family holiday?
I would have to say it was Christmas, and there was a number of reasons. At Christmas Eve, we always went to a party at the Kenworthy house, and this was Uncle T. Kenworthy's father's house, and he threw a fantastic party for kids with huge Christmas trees and all sorts of treats and the rest of it. And then we'd rush home to see whether Santa came, and we'd all get to bed and get up the next morning, and my father would, one time he would cook, and he would cook breakfast for us. He made fresh waffles and real breakfast sausages, and we all had to eat breakfast before we got to attack the gifts. And to this day, I'm still cooking the breakfast and making the sausages.
When you were growing up, what role did religion play in your life?
In the beginning, it played a large reason, not only because you lose your mother, but we were very active in the church, which was a big part of our lives, because our family had started a little church up there, and our real mother was buried there, and my father was very active in the church. And when they got bigger, and then my father having four boys, you know, had an instant usher service for Sunday services. So he would parade us four boys up there to usher with him. And we had a minister that was not only a minister, but a true friend and very active with the family and the community. He was a lot more than just a minister.
What religion did you practice?
Episcopalian.
Do you still practice it?
Yes, but I'm not as active as our family originally was. A lot has to do with your relationship of the minister or the priest that's running the church. And yeah, unfortunately in life you have good and bad in both, and when you have a good one, it sort of ruins you for the other situations.
When you were little, did you go to church every Sunday?
Yes.
So over your childhood and into young adulthood, you lived through important world events. When you were 3, World War II ended. When you were 8, the Korean War started. And when you were a teenager, the Civil Rights Movement started. What do you remember the most about these events, and how did they impact your life?
Okay, World War II, I only remember when it ended. Okay, the Korean War brought about a lot of insecurity for me and my brothers and probably my sister about whether our father would be taken away from us to go to war. Fortunately, he wasn't, and so that never became too bad of an issue. The civil rights movement didn't affect us the way it affected a lot of people in the United States, because we were raised with some great relationships with black people, and they were always parts of our lives. alive, so we could never understand how that situation could come about, where they were being mistreated to that point. The one thing that all of us faced and, you know, all of us worried about was the Vietnam War, and unfortunately it was very popular, and, you know, we all had to do our part and be in the service.
What was your part?
It was in the National Guard, and it was with the 223rd Cavalry, which they called the Rusty Bucket, from the Second World War. It was one of the outfits that got totally wiped out, but fortunately I never was called into to go to Vietnam. I was left here in the States to work out my 7 years worth of commitment.
What did you do as your commitment?
Basically, you practice being a soldier, and you practice helping out in horrible weather conditions and horrible accidents and things like that, which we trained for. And every summer we'd have to go 2 weeks to a summer camp and train full time.
How old were you when you did this?
I think most of us, well, I got to tell you a little story, because we had a draft back then where all of us had to do military service if we were healthy enough. And I went to register for the draft when I was 18, only to find out that my parents had been celebrating my birthday on the wrong day. Up to that point, everybody thought I was born on the August 12th, where my birth certificate said that I was born on the 11th. So I have two birthdays.
Did your parents, like, ever realize that they were wrong?
Finally, yes, but it didn't bother me, and it didn't bother them. And it didn't become an issue later in life when you had to straighten everything out with Social Security.
Did you attend college?
Yes, I did.
Where?
I went to a little school in Long Island. It was a new school at the time. It was part of Long Island University called C.W. Post College. And it was a college that was established on the Post Cereal Magnates Estate on the North Shore of Long Island.
Did you enjoy it?
I liked it a lot. I was one of the first out-of-state students ever accepted that school. And it was probably one of the most picturesque areas you've ever been into, so it was very lovely. I liked it because it was very, very strong on business. In fact, most of the profs there were very active in business and law.
So what did you major in?
Business administration. I had summer jobs working for John Wanamaker department stores. And I was in their management training program, and they wanted you to get a degree in business administration, and they would help pay part of the tuition. So that's what I did.
What profession did you choose?
Well, I thought I was going to be in retailing. So when I came out of college, I went to work for Wanamaker's in management, and was a department head. And that's where I met my first wife, Diane. She was in the same program with me. And we got married, and we're planning to have children, and I could not afford to do that on the salaries that the retail was paying at that time. So I went looking for another career where I could apply myself, and I thought it would be good if I went into some form of sales.
Why did you choose sales?
Because I love being around people and dealing with people and handling people. Unfortunately, my first sales job was in the advertising business and was selling for a radio station in Philadelphia who was number one at the time and a very, very, very successful corporate company in Metro Media. It was WIP Radio, which is still there today, I believe.
What achievement are you most proud of?
one that I'm most proud of is my public service work. And let me explain to you. I happen to have the fortunate experience of, because of the accounts that I was handling in the advertising business, who were big corporations, of dealing with a city administration in Baltimore that was headed up by a guy by the name of William Donald Schaefer, who wanted to, you know, bring Baltimore back to what he believed it could be. And he recruited a bunch of business heads to be on an advisory board with him. And we set out to change the image of the city of Baltimore and the downtown area. And was part and parcel of development, the Inner Harbor, bringing the first op sale into the United States, opening the first national aquarium, and a lot of other public service factors that I dealt with. But the one reason I wanted to work with Schaefer is he believed that it was people that made the difference, not the real estate.
So back to family. What was it like to be a parent and raise a family?
It was terrific. Two things. Of course, you're very dedicated to your kids, and it's great to have them and everything else. But it brings back a lot of memories of your childhood. And you sort of relive your childhood through your kids. And so it was a fantastic experience. And you hope that you could guide them to not be as stupid as you were on a number of things. But you know that all of us have to make mistakes, and that's how we learn.
How many children did you have?
I had two. One is a big bruiser, and he's Bruce Dunham III. And one's a little tiny shrimp by the name of Jill. They're 7 years apart.
What were your favorite places to go on vacation with them?
It was the Jersey Shore. As little kids, we went to Ocean City, New Jersey. And when I got married and everything else, I had a lot of friends that went to the Jersey Shore. So we started going to Avalon with our friends and, had a great love for that area and what we did. And eventually I ended up buying a place in Cape May, New Jersey, and raising my family with it.
What are some important lessons you've learned in life?
The single most important thing you learn in life is you never do this by yourself. Any of your accomplishments are done with people and through people. And once you realize that, and that makes a big difference on what you can accomplish and how you feel about life in general.
Who in your life has inspired you the most? This could be more than one person.
I would say it's William Donald Schaefer, the former mayor of Baltimore, who became governor. Even though he was a Democrat and I'm a staunch Republican, this man believed in people and believed that things could get done when other people said it couldn't. And he was a great example for all of us to be involved with and to follow.
What does family mean to you?
Family means to me it's everything. It's the most important part of one's life. It's great to be involved with the great moments in your kids' lives and to be there to support them in their great moments, either celebrating or helping them with a loss. It's so satisfying to see all your children and cousins enjoying their families, living with their success in their own ways. All our kids have been very successful, even though none of us are working in the same fields.
Okay, that was the last question. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. And if you got any other questions you need answered, just give me a call.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, and good luck on your assignment.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you again for sharing all your stories and doing this.
Oh, no problem. I'm sure your mom remembers some of it, too.
I had so much fun interviewing you.
Okay, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And good luck on your assignment. We'll share it with
him, right? Thank you, and we'll share it with you, too.
Okay, good. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Uncle Bruce.